is Friday, July 19th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you being with me on RBN today for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. Beginning on Monday, July 22nd, the format on all RBN programs will reflect a new break and commercial schedule. Be sure to look at the new program clock on the RBN website. RBN has recently signed a contract with Cumulus Media Networks Satellite Services, which will be providing a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media Networks has provided XDS receivers to more than 4,000 independent stations. Each affiliate that has this receiver will now have the capacity to pick up any RBN program. This is really pretty exciting. Alrighty, to see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Rodney Martin, the director of Worldview Foundations. His website is wvfoundations.org. Welcome to the program, Rodney.
Good morning, Deanna, from People's Republic of California. Soon, you know, the role model of Barack Obama's, Barack Obama, what he wants to do to the United States. Quite a role model, huh, California?
Oh. Indeed. Everything begins on either the East or West Coast, and then it just kind of dribbles into the Midwest. So, yeah, that's a model.
Yes, it is. You know, and California should not be a model of governance for anything. But yet, that's if you look at everything that Mr. Obama is wanting to do, California is definitely the blueprint, and it's horrific. Ask any of us that live here; it's
right.
Horrific.
I grew up in California, and quite frankly, I'm glad I'm not there anymore. The weather is lovely. It's wonderful, wonderful climate. The people are probably, well, the ones that I knew were all just really great people. But I'm glad that I'm not there anymore.
Well, you probably were here when it really was the Golden State, you know, when there wasn't a demographic problem, from the immigration issue, and when it truly had great highways, great university system, when it really was, I'm from California. I remember growing up with my grandparents and driving around Los Angeles and not hearing gunshots and, not driving on roads that are like the, surface of the moon. It really was the Golden State. I mean, even, people that hate it would admit that, but then something went horribly wrong, and what went horribly wrong was this leftist social engineering that we see all over the United States. It's been looted, just like our country has been looted by this banking cabal that we've talked about on your show over and over. And what they leave in their wake is what you see in California now. They take once thriving communities and societies and destroy them.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. That website is wvfoundations.org. And we were talking about, the collapse of the infrastructure, the homogenization of of all kinds of nationalities. And it is a very disturbing situation and a very deliberate one also. Rodney, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
yes, I'm here. Sorry, a little bleep there. Anyway, I had a conversation with Dr. Kevin McDonald about 3 weeks ago, Deanna, and we were just talking about, and he had the same impressions we're talking about, you know, looking at California, and I had the same conversation with Mark Weber from the IHR, and just looking at what has happened, looking at California, you know, an objective social scientist could look at California. If you were to take the political correctness out and not taint the study, and could clearly make the case that, you know, the enforced, and we say enforced multiculturalism, everything we've talked about in your show, is an abject failure. Look what's happened. I mean, there are, in fact, I made this statement on your show, there are areas, you know, if you look at this, what you call greater Los Angeles, you know, Los Angeles itself, the city limits it's large, but it's also makes up of all these little, there are actually incorporated cities in Los Angeles that are only just a few blocks in diameter. They're not very big at all. You have situations in these little incorporated cities in the what you would call the greater Los Angeles area where you have the same situation that was taking place in Bosnia and in the former Yugoslavia after the collapse of Yugoslavia after Tito died. You have the mestizo population that is essentially ethnically cleansing and pushing the black population out. You have this ethnic unrest, and it's not reported in the media other than in the Los Angeles media. And individuals that don't believe me can go and just Google and look at the Los Angeles media, and you actually have these community groups talking about this, you know, what is can only be described as ethnic cleansing. You actually have the tremendous influx of the Hispanic and the mestizo population that is pushing out the black population. And, you know, for years you had grievances expressed by the black population against the Los Angeles Police Department, and now you have them you have the black population demanding more what you would call substations of the Los Angeles Police Department to be placed in these regions, where in the 90s they had demanded that they be removed because they're basically asking, you know, for, you know, protection because of this, you know. But this is gang type of situation. You see a collapse of the social contract, and you see an abject failure of this enforced multiculturalism. And Los Angeles is a microcosm. I've always referred to what today's Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area, as the Balkans. It's interesting what is happening, and you see similar grievances expressed going on in the Old South with the tremendous influx of mestizo and illegal aliens into the old, what we would call the old Dixie, that is displacing both Anglo workers and the black workers down there. And, you know, I've had conversations with people that advocate, you know, the old state secession. Dixie should secede again. I said, well, you know, if you look at the demographic trends, it's already happened in California, by the way, Deanna, and I brought this up on your show. California Department of Finance released a report this year that white people are only 40% of the population in California. We are a minority this year. And if you look at the demographic trends in the old Dixie, you're seeing a similar situation evolving in the old Dixie, to where the white population will be about 40% of the population in the old Dixie. The Hispanics, the mestizos will eclipse the black population, and you'll have a similar situation there because of the, you know, various business interests. This corporatism, this Jewish corporatism, is the root cause of this demographic warfare that is taking place. And you know, they may claim multiculturalism and kumbaya, but they are responsible for more hate and discontent, the Ukrainian genocide in 1936-37. You can just go back. There's more blood on their hands, and yet they seem to point towards our people artificially to take the focus off themselves.
Well, it's horrific. Of course, they do a lot of projection in every aspect of a lot of cultural problems.
Sure. And that's why I get really upset when I hear people like Glenn Beck and Alex Jones projecting everything on the evil Nazis and things, you know, which is absolutely false. You know, the greatest threat to people today, Deanna, I submit, are the Jewish corporatists, the Republicans, in the form of Republicans. Those are the greatest threats to people today, because they are primarily responsible for this demographic crisis, because they're bringing they're creating this demographic crisis for economic means.
Indeed, absolutely. And so, and certainly you brought up Dr. McDonald, and he certainly has written much about the multiculturalism and the disadvantages and the dangers of it, and it just does not work. I mean, we were split into nations long ago, and
that's right,
for a very, very good reason.
Well, you know, I appeared on a black gentleman's radio show about 2 weeks ago, and we talked about this. We talked race, and we talked about the fact that we talked about black nationalists like, you know, Marcus Garvey and other ones. You talked about that peoples do not have to be forced together by the point of the government's gun in the form of government policy. You will commingle, and you will do this, and it's been the results, and he agreed, has been horrific. you know, post the 1965, and we've talked about, you know, that was basically the, you know, the official rolling out,
right.
the official rolling out of Weimar America. And if you look at the, what's happened to the black community, and black families and the black social structure, I mean, it's been horrific. Now, the nuclear family has been absolutely destroyed, and now they're trying to finish off what's left of the white social structure, now. I mean, it's horrible, you know.
And you're right. You're right. The black community has been targeted before 1973, before Roe versus Wade. The people who were getting the most abortions were white females. And mm-hmm. since 1973, that has totally turned around. The people who are getting most of the abortions, the majority of the abortions, are black females, because that is the way that they have designed, have structured it. They've placed a lot of the abortion clinics in black neighborhoods. And it's a deliberate kind of a thing.
Well, if you look at this abortionist who was just convicted of these horrific, horrific crimes, and his name escapes me, Deanna, but I've watched the trial, and, you know, it looked for a while when they dropped a couple of the charges, they ended up convicted him, and I just can't remember his name, but he was a black abortionist, but he was an ultra lib supported by Planned Parenthood. They were clamoring for the charges to be dismissed, but when they really rolled out and released everything that this person was doing, this abortionist, I mean, he was in a black neighborhood, and he was targeting, I mean, he was it was just absolutely beyond the abortion. He was basically signing, leaving his prescription pad just loaded on the front desk, pre-signed for narcotic medications as well. And it's, you know, what these social engineers, and I use that word because one of these liberal lawyers and post Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, made an appearance on television. And I know we're off topic, but it's important because it all ties in. I'll tie it into a BBC article on our main subject. They go on and they're talking about, well, you know, the law is the law. Everyone's equal before the law. But when they don't get what they want in the law, they said, well, the law doesn't matter because we're really social engineers. And that's what this is all about. And that's why we work so hard. That's why you work really hard. That's why I work really hard. Because what these Jews do and their lackeys is they don't care about facts. They don't care about logic. They're in for the social engineering. And if they lose an election, then they go and find one of their fellow kinsmen, I shouldn't say kinsmen, tribe members, in a court that'll give them what they want. And then if that doesn't work, then they roll out what I call their playbook, intimidation, Orwellian words. They call people names. They basically browbeat people. They humiliate people. They try to deprive them of their livelihood. In some cases, they even try to take their children away, saying that they're trying to, you know, it is horrific what they have used. And I'll relay an example. In my little small community, the mayor, on her own last month, proclaimed gay pride against the wishes of the council. So she just did it, signed it. Well, the meeting was in an uproar. The community came out and said, look, we don't want that in our community. It's contrary to our values. Well, she just did it anyway. None of the council members voted for it or signed for it. Well, it was rescinded in the last council meeting. The council meeting says, we're going to rescind that, and we're going to pass an alternate proclamation that says, we're going to say that instead of the month being gay pride, and it's going to be community charity for all. Basically, you know, we're not going to establish and recognize that group as a class above everybody else. We're going to say that the month is going to be charity and goodwill towards all. Well, yes. that group stormed the chamber. I spoke against it the first time, and of course, they're calling me the big, mean, and wicked, evil Nazi, anti-Semitic. We'll pick it up on either end of the break.
Oh, all righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC, and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. That website is wvfoundations.org. Let's clarify something, Rodney. You are not targeting homosexuals. You are merely saying that they should not be an exclusive group outside of everybody else, that they should not receive special privileges or special attention, but that they are part of the community, and you are certainly not saying, oh, homosexuals are bad or they're this or they're that, but the homosexual agenda has been being pushed since the mid-40s.
Well, even before that, even before the mid-40s, if you look at Berlin, before the National Socialism. But let me clarify, you're absolutely correct, because there were people, and I'll use the two city council meetings where I took a position against the gay agenda. There were people that got up and spoke before me that called for putting homosexuals to death and executing them and stoning them. And I opposed that. I thought that was, first of all, we live in a civilized society. And we just don't execute people. And that also plays into the so-called Holocaust myth that people of a National Socialist worldview were going around just gassing and killing everybody. And that's just not accurate. My position is we don't establish a special class status based on sex acts. That is my position, and I made that absolutely clear. And I've been very concerned at this war on gender in general, because the homosexual activists, Deanna, have said that, first of all, it was all just about equality and love, and they didn't have any broader agenda. But yet they have here in the state of California, they have an activist homosexual state senator that has run legislation that, first of all, retooled birth certificates that took male and female or mother and father off, and actually added more parents than just two. And he specifically said that his intent was that many times a spouse decides or discovers or comes out of the closet during a marriage, and they wanted to convey their new homosexual lover the same parental rights over their children in their prior heterosexual marriage. Because, you know, it was horrific what his position was. He recently ran legislation that says if a person wakes up one morning and feels, say, if a male feels like a female, they can use the female restroom. That's a pedophile's paradise. And we also just, you know, in Slate Magazine just ran an article about a camp up in the I believe it was up in the Northern California area. I may not be accurate on the location. That was specifically dealt with to erase gender. It was only for little boys, and these were little boys that were under 12 years old. It showed pictures where they were having them dress up as little girls, painting their nails, having them wear high-heeled shoes, and they were having fashion shows. So that is what I object about the so-called gay agenda. In general, is it is extremely dangerous, one. Two, it's really not natural, but I have never advocated, rounding up homosexuals, gassing them and things of that nature, comments that have been attributed to me. You'll never find me making those comments. I don't agree with it, obviously. I do believe the gay agenda is a Jewish agenda. It's social engineering that they have used to destroy Western Christian civilization. They've done so very effectively. I don't believe that we should have – where does this end? All these little subgroups and special classes and the very logic that the Jews have used to establish homosexuality as a special class, if you look at their logic, you can the pedophiles will be next to establish themselves as a sexual orientation. It's inherently dangerous to society.
And then you're going to have have other groups that practice perverse kinds of things that are not common to the rest of us.
Let me give you a final example before we go on to our topic. At the meeting this week on Tuesday, my daughter wanted to go. My kids are homeschooled as a civics class. And look, this is where the final vote was. She said, "I want to go and hear you speak." And she said, "I want to see what this is all about." And I said, "This might be, it might be a little dangerous because they're going to, the vote, it was pretty clear how the vote was going to go." And I said, regardless of how these people, they were already bussing in gay activists, and it turns out members of the Socialist Workers Party, even from the Bay Area, which is about 3.5 hours from where I'm at, Deanna. Well, anyway, they got up one by one. They made their case. They were talking about how, they just wanted to be part of the community. They talked about being logical and rational. And of course, they rolled out all of the names, hate, homophobia, all the Orwellian terms. But when the people got up to speak, including myself, who were against this, urged the council to rescind it, that, gay pride was contrary to our community. Our community, obviously would be what we would call a conservative community, a very religious community. They would jeer. They would yell profanities. This is the tenor of these people. I was specifically targeted. The term white supremacist was shouted across the room.
All righty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. The website is wvfoundations.org. Now, Hollywood has always promoted promiscuity, whether people are straight or homosexual. People may have proclivities for the straight or the so-called gay lifestyle. But I believe, personally, that both groups should exercise self-control and not blatantly display their sexual preferences in public. And I think that whether you are, whatever lifestyle you choose or whatever lifestyle feels right to you, there's a lot of contributory factors to people as they choose or as they appear to be more comfortable with a gay lifestyle. There are a lot of things at play here, including what people eat and drink and all the other things, including the influence of the media, including the influence of the educational system where children are taught in school, things that we would never teach them, in a homeschool situation. But, to promote promiscuity is what I think they are doing. And when you look at what this might be leading to, is this depopulation? Is this the homogenization of the sexes in the same way that they have attempted to merge nationalities? I mean, you have to look at all of these various aspects.
Well, you know, they have long said, Deanna, that race is a social construct. Now they're moving towards gender is just a social construct as well. That's where they're moving towards. And, you know, I'll just finish up on what happened to me and my daughter at this last meeting. I said that, you know, while I was going up to speak, you know, the term white supremacist was thrown at me. There's the town Nazi. And the fact, you know, it was kind of interesting. And at one point, my daughter got up to go step out because she didn't want to use her phone in the chambers. Out of respect, she wanted to call home to tell my wife that, you know, I would, you know, we would get something to eat on the way home because the meeting was running late. And she was confronted outside the chambers by what was obviously a very masculine female activist. I'll be respectful on air. And she said, "You know who you're sitting next to, don't you?" And, you know, my daughter's very sharp for her age. She's 15 and says, "Well, who is it?" "That's the town Nazi. He's a, you know, white supremacist," and just rolled out all of these adjectives. And he's not only is he a Nazi, he's a religious extremist. And she goes, "Oh yeah, I know him. Oh, I do. You mean the guy sitting to my left?" "Yeah. Oh yeah, I know him. That's my dad." And the person said, "Oh, well, does he tell you not to? I suppose he punishes you harshly if you mix with other people, and I bet you he shocks your private parts with car batteries if you look at porn." That's exactly what this person said to my 15-year-old daughter. I'm quoting it word for word, Deanna, because she came in kind of grinning, and she says, "Well, first of all, I don't look at filth, and I wouldn't mix even if my dad, you know, didn't tell me not to. And you are," and she did, you know, the only way I can tell you is she was so repulsed. She said some, you know, things to basically repel boarders, came back in and sat down, and she said, "That person over there just came up and was offensive, and I was a little disrespectful," and I said, "That's okay, just stay here." Well, anyway, after the vote was taken, this group created a riot. Now, keep in mind, they lost the democratic process. The vote was taken, they rescinded it, and they replaced it. And the motion that was that the month would be called a month of charity and goodwill towards all. Well, anyway, they rioted. They had staged protesters come in screaming with signs. And then while they did that, the police were trying to control the protesters that rushed the dais. Some of their activists then targeted certain speakers. And, of course, I wanted to get my daughter out of there. And certain speakers were confronted. I took my daughter out a side door to go around and go out another door back by the towards the back of the out of the vestibule. And we were even confronted. Now here I was taking a child, teenager, daughter out, and we were even confronted. And I had to push my way through this mob. Four of them were arrested. One of them was cited and released, and three of them, they were taken to county jail. Unlike, you know, normally protesters, Deanna, that are just marginal, simple civil disobedience, they're given a ticket and they're released and told to come. This was so bad, Deanna, that they took three of them to county lockup. Gives you an idea what we had to deal with. It was mayhem because they lost the vote. It was horrific.
So they were wanting to be counted or viewed as very special rather than just part of the community.
Yes. Now, this was a great civics lesson for my daughter because I said, "Sit here. When the vote is taken, stay with me, and then we're going to get out of here." And she says, "Why?" I says, "Because they're going to riot because I seen them staging. They had special T-shirts on." But what I wasn't anticipating was that was a diversionary tactic because they had other people stand up and they were targeting certain speakers that they didn't like. They even targeted a very religious female speaker who was very religious and, you know, way used her Bible and said, "The Bible says." Now, in my remarks, I did not take a religious perspective in my remarks against it. My remarks were clearly that they should not be counted as a class, and two, that it was contrary to the values of the community. And I also said that it was an attack on Western civilization. And that was my comments. Well, anyway, you know, they rioted. They incited a riot. They, you know, they lost the process. And so their whole narrative of being good citizens and working in the process and all that went out the window. Because when they did not get their way, you know, they lost the vote. They then, what did they do? Like I said earlier in the show, just a few minutes ago,
they threw a tantrum.
They threw a tantrum. They came out the intimidation. And now online, they're saying that the police abused them. They shouldn't have been arrested. They didn't confront anybody. They weren't abusive to anybody. They completely lied about what they do. They're spinning it. And, you know, they're spinning it in the online comments in the newspaper. And they've even bullied. The initial news report in the newspaper was that a brawl broke out. They went and bullied the newspaper to change the newspaper story to take the word brawl out.
So they want to be the victims.
They've turned this into victim. Now, who were arrested? They were. Who did they attack? They attacked the people who were against them. Now, were anybody arrested, you know, who, you know, were, you got up and did their civic duty and said, you know, we think this should, there should not be gay pride because of X, Y, and Z? None of those people rioted. None of those people, you know, got up and, you know, threw a tantrum. But yet they are claiming victims. They are the ones that bullied the newspaper to change the initial news report that reported it accurately. It is absolutely, you know, it follows their narrative. When they, you know, they'll lose an election, they'll lose the democratic process, then they run to court. Now in this case, they couldn't run to court because this was a legislative action that they lost. So then they roll out the bullying, the intimidation tactics, calling names, all of that stuff. This is how this has worked, just like in Weimar, until they had a strong nationalist pushback. And where my point is here in this little community was, this could be used as a model to other communities. Stand up and say no. Just say no. You know, the old, you know, anti-drug campaign. Tell this agenda no. That's it.
Right. Oh, goodness. What a situation.
I went early this morning for breakfast at the coffee shop, and one of them, when I walked to get my newspaper, you know, they just come out of the woodwork and says, "Hope you're happy. The Associated Press picked up on the story." And I said, "Yes, I am happy, because now other communities will see that, you know, this community stood up and said no. Maybe they'll push back too." And I just turned and walked away.
Well,
so anyway,
I think that that you probably did the right thing. I mean, if the majority of the people, not that I believe in democracy, I don't necessarily believe in democracy, because that's just the voice of the loudest people
in the
community. And often they are the minority. But
that's right.
I do believe that there should be certain civic, kind of civility. Okay. And, what they are doing does not generate civility, but it creates chaos and class distinction. It's not a good thing.
Well, let's make it clear what American democracy is. American democracy is two things. One, it's specifically engineered to prevent change, and two, it's the tyranny of the power elite and the tyranny of the minority over the majority. I mean, that's what it's become. That's exactly what it is. And it's not led by the best and the brightest. It's led by this power elite. I mean, look at our Congress. Can anybody actually believe that we are led by the best and the brightest? I mean, just think about it.
I don't think so.
But anyway, let me get on to the topic.
Yes, let's get to the topic here.
We've addressed social engineering, and I'm glad we did, because this goes to show you about how inverted, you know, it is. Every year, you know, in this vassal state that is the Federal Republic of Germany, with regard to World War II, and it's really important to know, you know, Russia, they do not erase the period 1917, 1918 to 1991, the communist period. They embrace it. As a matter of fact, Putin's making a good case to be made that Putin is probably trying to, you know, emulate the, you know, Stalinism, which is, you know, a little different than Leninism and Trotskyism. But you can make the case that Putin admires that period, the old KGB man. But in any event, Russia does not make any effort to erase those period, does not make any effort to apologize, to be ashamed of the period, whereas Germany, they basically try to say those years didn't exist or were ashamed of them, or basically they say those years really wasn't Germany. Those were the Nazis. That wasn't Germany. That's kind of what they try to say, and it's not accurate. It's just not accurate, and the Germans really know that. As well, there are only a handful of German. There's only one commemorative plaque in Germany today that commemorates German soldiers during World War II. And some people will say, oh, it's Rommel. No, no, it's not. Rommel is not officially commemorated. And there is an effort underway in Germany to basically lump him in as a war criminal as well. We can get to that maybe on another show. They're actually, destroying him as well. It's the July 20th plotters. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the July 20th plot to assassinate Hitler. And a year ago, I brought this up in just a real limited type of little podcast. I've just posted, I recorded it and put it on my website. And a lot of people liked it, and they said, you know, you should talk to Deanna about that. And you go into Berlin today at the old Bendler Block, which is the old army headquarters. That building survived the war. And not only do they have a plaque there of the soldiers that were – I wouldn't call them soldiers. I call them traitors. Von Stauffenberg, Kernheim, and some other ones who were executed after the plot coup failed. But they've even renamed the whole street. It's now Stauffenberg Block and Stauffenbergstrasse. I mean, it's just incredible what they've done. And the question has to be asked is, if you look at the situation and the broader scheme of things, July 20th, 1944, Germany, things are in a desperate situation. The Army Group Center had just been decimated on the Eastern Front by the Soviets, just decimated. And the Soviets were driving into central Poland towards Warsaw. The Allies had, the Western Allies had landed at Normandy, and so there was an attempt to, just try to stabilize the Western Front. And so you have these cowards, you have these traitors, who previously, most of them, not all of them. Some of these conspirators, actually as far back as 1938, had timid souls and trembling spirits. But for the most part, a lot of these had supported the National Socialists, including von Stauffenberg. Von Stauffenberg had risen and had, up to the German army, had supported the National Socialists when the German army had been restored. It wasn't until 43. You can't find any issues he had taken with the National Socialist government until 43. And I would submit to you that a vast majority of these people decided, this isn't turning out very well. Let's try to rebrand ourselves. And so, if and when this thing's lost, we can actually position ourselves to, when the Allies show up, oh, we were never part of this. We were, it's the typical coward, the typical traitor. And yet these people are heralded as some sort of hero in Germany today. They have this plaque. They have this commemorative commemoration at the what we call the Bendler Block, the old army headquarters in Berlin, every July 20th. And you have to look at what they did. In ancient time, in Roman times, they wanted to kill the emperor. They wanted to kill Caesar. Somebody, they would conspire, and then somebody would walk right in and would confront Caesar, and they would thrust a dagger into Caesar's chest. And, they wouldn't kill everybody else around Caesar. There was some sort of, honor into confronting Caesar and doing it. Not that killing the leader in a time of war is honorable at all. But what I'm saying is, and Hitler alluded to this, and I'll get to that. Hitler talked about it. Talked about these cowards and the manner in which they tried to assassinate them. But also, these plotters were – they have been promoted as being, top notch and front bench, and none of them were first string. At best, they were third and fourth string. Ludwig Beck – I'm going to give some of their names who was involved. Ludwig Beck – had been cashiered out, several years prior. And, they had all been plotting, and, there were several different groups of these plotters. Some of them were, army-based. Some of them were civilian-based, Deanna. And finally, they decided they would kind of coalesce and make several attempts. And I'm not going to get into the details of that, because the purpose of today is to honor the soldiers who they murdered when they planted. They snuck in, you know, they didn't sneak in. They went into a briefing, a military briefing. They planted a bomb. They blew up a building, and they killed, as Rojas Mish has so eloquently said, killed comrades. And I'll allude to that a little bit later. But if you look at who, you know, it came out during the investigations who the replacement governor. They were going to kill Hitler, and they were going to make key arrests, Goering, Himmler, if they didn't kill Himmler, and they were going to replace the National Socialist government. And let's look at what the new government was going to look like, because when the Gestapo made the arrest, they found notebooks and all of their plans. General Ludwig Beck was going to be the new Reich president. Karl Gerdler was going to be the chancellor. Wilhelm Lauschner was going to be the vice chancellor. Oh, we're going to break. We'll pick it up.
Right. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Yeah.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations, and that website is wvfoundations.org.
Well, anyway, I had read off these names. This was going to be the replacement government, Deanna, and these people would meet, you know, in homes or in, you know, around Berlin and other areas, and they would argue and cajole But if you listen, look at these names. Some of them were members of the old German Nationalist Party, or they were members of the Confessing Church or the Center Party. Henning von Treskow, by the way, he appeared. He was a prominent figure in the Tom Cruise Valkyrie movie, which was garbage. He was the one that was very prominent. By the way, his granddaughter lives in Berlin today, runs a little flower shop. People can always stop in and see her, buy flowers if they're interested. But she knows, you know, it's just fascinating that this was going to be the replacement government. And what's interesting is they were going to assassinate the leader of the country. They were also going to, if you look at their plot on July 20th, they were going to place this bomb in this conference room, and they were also going to take out basically a lot of the high command as well in wartime at a critical time. These people were equivalent to Keystone Cops. They also had no real courage, contrary to the narrative that has been propped up about them. Almost all of them had interactions personally and had access to Hitler. They could have done it themselves, and they were too cowardly to do so. They didn't have to plant a bomb and run and cower away and get in a car, run away and kill other people. And Hitler spoke about this, and like I say, I'll get to that. Treskow had interactions and stood right next to Hitler on several occasions. So did Witzleben on several occasions. All of them had the opportunity, if they were true to their convictions, to take out a pistol and shoot him. As Hitler said that these men were actually cowards. He said they could have taken, if they were really men of convictions and honor, they would have shot him. Rather than been a coward and place a bomb under a table and killed other comrades. That was Hitler's response. That goes to tell you, it goes to show you Hitler's character. He was deeply moved and hurt at the fact that these other men were killed. And we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the fact that these other men who were murdered by von Stauffenberg and these conspirators have been basically erased in history. Who were they? What were their accomplishments? And why they're not talked about, and why the fact that they've been obscured in history. But if you look at this plan that they had, July 1944, they're going to assassinate the leader. And then what did they have? What were their expectations? Did they think that the Soviet Union, the United States, and Great Britain were then going to treat them, their effeminate government, any different? It was just incredible.
Right. All righty, we are going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break and a commercial. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.